You catch your breath while our daughter works for her daily treat under the dinner table. I know exactly what you like, and I've taught Claire well. Like me, she's an expert when it comes to extracting load after load from you. Like me, she also seems to be completely addicted to your cum, getting all cranky and irritable if she doesn't get her daily dose. And like me, she started learning how to pleasure you at 13. It's steak and blowjob day, after all, and we need to give back for all you've done for us. You'd barely gotten through half of that perfectly grilled slab of beef when you started feeling her hands groping at your groin. You haven't touched it since. As dinner got colder, your cock grew harder in her mouth. You're so close. Claire will get her dinner soon, only she'll swallow all of it, warm. Mom never did this for you, right? I know you hated me talking about that woman. She left us 15 years ago, and I was only 12 then. You were both young when you got her pregnant, and you decided to move in and start a family together. One day, she left. No letters, no calls. You held out hope that she would return, but she never did. And I decided to step up and be the woman of the house. She's not coming back, I told you. I'm your wife now. I straddled you and ground my hips into you as you sat motionless on the chair. I could tell you were on the brink of depression. But as we made love, I knew I had something to live for. Something to fight for. And so did you. We pulled through in the end. I was tiring, but we pulled through. Working the extra hours and then coming home to an increasingly insatiable young lady who would jump your bones the moment you walked through the door. Load after load of the same sperm that made me pump directly into my tight, young pussy. My next period was late, and 9 months later, we had Claire. The memory of impregnating a cute 13-year-old pushes you over the edge. I'm coming. Claire inhaled deeply and then pushed her head all the way down on your cock. You feel her uvula brushing your sensitive cock head, and the involuntary spasms start as you pump rope after rope of cum directly down her throat and into her belly. You lift up the tablecloth and look under the table and thank her. Thank you, Daddy. Dinner was yummy, she giggled, looking across the table at me with the most shit-eating grin you can muster. You ask if I'm taking a turn under the table. Nope. You're saving the rest of your cum for Claire's little cunny. The two of you are gonna make me a grandmother.